Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Joe in New Rochelle. He's got some thoughts on what we were just talking about with the NBA on TNT. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Listen, here's their out for their show. These guys should do, like, This Week in Basketball. They can stay together. It can be a separate show. You kind of put it under the news banner so they can use highlights, similar to what, you know, Showtime did with the NFL when they didn't have the NFL. Keeps the guys together, keeps them in the NBA, and, you know, it will be a clean show.
But why would you even want to do that if they're on ESPN already?
I don't know if you would particularly want to do it, but if you want to take ownership of those guys, that's the way you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, but do you think that ESPN, who finally got these guys, and I understand they've worked in tandem a little bit, the two networks, are going to allow that and be like, yeah, we just paid all this money for these guys to come over here, which is not cheap, but we're going to take their personalities and have them on a platform against our games, apparently?
Yeah, you know what? I've got a little experience in that. I was an executive producer at the Garden, and listen, we shared guys, right? Mark, yeah. We shared, you know, Gus Johnson, they all were there, Breen. So, you know, it can get done. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, I don't particularly like the strategy, but if they wanted to do something to keep that group together, you know, that would be the path.
All right, Joe. I mean, they're together just on another, for the viewer's sake, what I'm trying to think about. Like, forget about TNT for a minute. For the viewer's sake, they are going to be together, well, just on a different network.
And they're on a different network, and what makes them unique is they'll say anything, and they don't know who half the league is.
Yeah, and they're funny.
Yeah, and they're funny. So, and they go back and forth, and, you know, obviously, Shaq has stomach issues. I mean, so, yeah, that kind of stuff. And they should, because, and I think you pointed out, you know, if ESPN's allowing Pat McAfee to do his thing, then I would think that ESPN would be more than happy to allow those guys to do their thing.
Let's go to Dan in Garwood, New Jersey. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Boom, Gio, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, all Dan?
Right, Dan, what's happening?
So, first of all, Gio, I just wanted to have your back. You know, I mean, you don't always see eye to eye 100%, but on this one, Gio, I'm with you 100%. I mean, this is ridiculous. For anybody, and I listened to the whole thing when you were getting on him, and, dude, it was so mild. It was like, if anything, you gave him credit for being a great player, but just that he doesn't have that. It's almost like how Derek Jeter was never the greatest shortstop in the game at the time, but he had that extra bit.
He
was
attitude.
A championship player.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what Towns is kind of lacking. I think that part of the problem is that with Towns, and I do like Towns, but I think he may have to go. I don't know for sure. I don't know how they even do it, but The point is that with Towns, I think because he is a nice guy, he's a hometown guy, people like him, so he's an easy guy to root for. But and at times he is the best player on the court. Like when he's making some of these shots he made, like you're looking at the guy like he's Dirk Nowitzki. You're like this guy is amazing, and then all of a sudden he looks like J.R. Ryder, and it's like what's going on with this dude? Like he goes from looking like a Hall of Famer to like a guy that should be playing in a B league somewhere. Like I don't understand. I don't know if it's mental, but the problem is at this point he's not a rookie anymore. He's not he's a veteran. He's been around, and I don't know if that's going to be something they can change at this point. So I just wanted to back you up on that, Gio, and hopefully they can figure it out.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I would think for the most part, most of these guys are signed here and they're going to be here, and that includes Tibbs, whose extension kicks in next year.
Right.
So you have two guys or three guys, maybe you can move. If you wanted to move guys, and that would be Bridges. He's got 1 year on his contract. That would be Mitchell Robinson. He's got 1 year on his contract. And I think Deuce McBride has got 2 years on his contract, but very manageable.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to change the team, those would be the guys that you would end up using. Because you're not trading OG Anunoby. You just gave him a huge contract. Karl Anthony Towns has a huge contract. Jalen Brunson is your leader, and Josh Hart, your heart and soul guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had the where people got confused with this, if I had said losing player before loser, then maybe that would have been easier for the people to comprehend. But yeah, it's just to me, he's when it comes to winning a championship, I don't believe he has that thing that gets him over the top.
Well, that means they got to get somebody else who has that thing to support him.
Yeah, I mean, right. Or he's got to figure it out, which, like I said, is not impossible. I mean, and maybe him being in New York for a full year and having this experience in the playoffs here in New York for a full year, the criticism that comes with it, he does become the player that we're looking for. But
I think for the most part, he's handled himself really well since he got here.
He's handled himself great, yeah. I mean, there's nothing about him that I have issues with off the court or his personality or his personal life, as people somehow we're able to take that out of what I said yesterday, which was completely false. It's his ability to be consistently great on the court when you are at a stage where this organization's trying to win a championship.
And
that's the box in which I'm talking about.
And given who he had been playing against in these three series, he should have dominated that position every single game.
Yeah, and that was what we were saying going into this series, was that his games against Indiana in the regular season, he was great, and we expected a lot from him in this series, and we got a great game three, fourth quarter performance, and outside of that, not so much for his expectations.
And the question is that all him, or is that some deferring to the lead guy who happens to be the point guard?
Yeah, which there could be some of that as well.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.